now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm your host for this wonderful, wonderful program here in beautiful sunny California. You know, it's sunshine is a very beautiful thing. I just don't understand how people can live up in, you know, Sweden or Finland or Norway. I'm sure, you know, there's some wonderful things up there, but I like the sunshine. And it's not a coincidence that sunshine is, that light, you know, Christ said, I am the light of the world. And didn't it say somewhere in John, it said, God is light. And somewhere Christ said, you know, I came into the world, but people basically reject me. I'm paraphrasing now. Basically reject me because they don't love the light. They love the darkness. Now that seems like a very strange thing, doesn't it? You would think people would love sunshine, for example. And, you know, of course at night, you know, nighttime is good for sleeping and so on. But basically you would think people would love sunshine. What would you think of somebody who hated sunshine, who hated light? See, it doesn't make any sense. And yet people hate the light. Well, he went on to say, he said, because their deeds are dark. Their deeds are dark. What do they call them? Sunshine laws, where things are made public for the people. And how about full disclosure? How about, you know, what do they call that act when you're given access to documents? What do they call it? I forget what they call that, but you know what I mean. Freedom of Information Act. And isn't that beautiful? And how about when things are brought to light? It's a good look. Let me keep it very simple. When things are brought to light, it's a good thing. But we don't bring things to light, either because, one, we have something to hide. You know, like now, like recently, what are they doing? They're trying to pass this health care bill. Why are they doing it on the weekend? Why are they doing it at night? Because they want to, because they're doing it under cloak of darkness. They don't want people to know. See? And then, you know, or how about when they always announce these bank closures, you know, Friday night or something like that? It's because they want to do it when nobody's paying attention, when they want it to be done in the dark. Now, why would that be? Obviously, they have something to hide. Otherwise, they would want to do it out in the open. Now, so I said that if people have something to hide, well, then they avoid the light. You know, like, you know, how come a lot of robbers are sneaking around at night? Why is that? Well, it's because they want to do their robbing under cover of darkness. Why? You see? But then there's another reason why people don't want things to come to light, and that is because they're basically ashamed and they don't want to face the music. See, like a little kid, you know, you catch, you know, a little tiny kid, you know, all of a sudden you go into the kitchen and there he is stealing your cookie out of the cookie jar. Well, what does he do sometimes? He'll hide the cookie behind his back. And you see him hiding it behind his back. Then what you say, what have you got there, Johnny? Nothing. See, because he's ashamed. He knows he did something wrong. So that's the other reason. And a lot of us don't know how. A lot of us are afraid to bring things to light. We're afraid to admit because we're ashamed, or we fear the consequences. You know, public ridicule or what have you. So we'll talk about that. And then there's a third reason why people don't want to bring things to light. And I'll tell you what that is. That might be something that affects some of you. I'll tell you after this announcement.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Roland Trujillo. Hey, I've got a great special. You know, for those of you who love to hear, talk about religion, about philosophy, or some of you who love to see how we can all help us to have better relationships and be better parents and better husbands and better wives. For some of you who love it when I talk about relationships, about men and women, and about the Garden of Eden. And now is your golden opportunity, because we have a special. And that is that you can, for a donation of any amount, you can get one of my books in ebook format. In other words, an ebook is like where you can read it on a computer screen. So if you donate something, let's say you donate $20 or $10 or $5, whatever you can afford, and you can do it at my website using PayPal. So, you know, PayPal, most everybody's familiar with PayPal. Just get out your credit card and then give a donation. Then I'll get an email. Then I'll email you back and I'll ask you which book you want. And then you can tell me, and then I will email you the book as an attachment in PDF format. So you'll see the cover of the book and the table of contents and in all the pages where you can read them right online. So that's really a wonderful thing. That way you can basically get it right away. You know, you don't have to wait days and days. Not only can you get it right away, but you can start reading it right away. And not only that, but you'll be helping me. Now, how do you do that? Well, you just go to our website, coachroland.com. That's coachroland.com, coachroland.com. If you look up in the upper right-hand corner, it's right there. You click on it, and it's very simple. It'll be explained to you. You can see my books. You can even read little samples of them. You can choose one of them and then use your PayPal to make a donation to help keep the program on the air. A lot of you don't know that I buy the airtime from the station. I don't work for the station. I buy the airtime. And that way, so it costs me money, so I can use the help. Okay, so that's really a good thing. I really encourage you to go to coachroland.com so you can get one of my books. Now, we're talking about, why do people not love the light? Christ said they reject me because they don't love the light, because their deeds are dark. See, and they love the darkness. See, that's another thing. He didn't say that they're not only that they're hiding from the light because they're trying to hide their deeds, but he said because they love the darkness and they hate the light. Now, you see, there are people like that. They hate. See, I said that light is an analogy for. Truth. See, if you expose something, you tell the truth about it, bring it out in public. There it is. There's the truth, the whole truth. There it is. See, light is being shed on it. You see how that works? All right. So, but hopefully, many of us, we don't hate the light. We're just, like I said, we're ashamed. We don't want something that we did exposed. Or then the other reason that I was going to tell you is that we don't know how to deal with that which we have hidden away. See, a lot of us have baggage from the past traumas, things that happened to us in childhood, people we hated, issues with our dad, with our mom, with other people who did bad things to us, or people who we hated, or things that we did that were bad or wrong, or see, and it. So we have these things from the past, and we keep them repressed and suppressed because we don't know how to deal with them. We don't know how to deal with them when they surface. See, in fact, you know, when you talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, well, basically what you're talking about is a traumas from the past. And they surface occasionally, and we don't know how to deal with them. So what we do is we keep repressing and suppressing. That's one thing we do. And the other thing we do is we lose awareness. We lose awareness so that we won't be aware of what is, we don't want to be aware of what is surfacing. See? Or it comes out and then it's sort of like, you know, we start repressing it and some emotions come out and they are expended or released, you know. So then we get relief by releasing these submerged, repressed emotions. We get relief. See, and then we can rest or sleep for a while, but they're still there, and then they start to build up more tension and more energy again, and then released again. And the way we do it is by reduce awareness, so it can come out in that way. But there should be a way, and there is a way, that we can look at suppressed and repressed memories, see them in the light. Now, there's the secret. There is the secret. See, what happens is, we either try to deal with them ourselves, you know, we try to deal with them ourselves, but we don't know how to deal with them properly. We misinterpret what we see, we struggle with it, so on and so forth. Or we get somebody else to deal with it. You know, we go to some person with a degree on the wall, and then we expose our past trauma to them, and then they talk about it and they analyze it and so on. Well, the ideal thing is for what is haunting you in the past, or what is repressed or suppressed, these suppressed memories and emotions and so forth, that it be exposed to the light. To the light. Now, what do I say? What do I mean when I say light? I mean the God's inner light of truth. See? Well, and I have to use, it's hard to talk about this because I have to use terms like light and so on. But Ibis did too. See, he used terms like light because he wanted to put it in words that people could understand. Or, you know, he could put it in language. When I say light, I mean what we in our heart. I'm talking about intuition, the inner light that shines in our soul, which is a very real thing. And if these a memory is brought forth and seen in the light, then wonderful things happen. It's cleared up, joy returns, and the trauma is gone. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about bringing forth suppressed emotions and memories so that they can be seen in the light of intuition, the God's inner light, which we also call conscience. Now, I can talk about it in terms like light and intuition and conscience and what we know in our heart and what we know deep down and what we wordlessly know. I can use terms like that. Or I can give little analogies, see, to help you to kind of see what I'm talking about. But ultimately, you have to find it for yourself. You have to find this inner light. And I don't know of a better way than by listening to somebody like me, and there aren't too many people like me, listening to somebody like me, and then, you know, getting the proper meditation like the one we have, where you learn to become still, learn to sit still, go in a room, close the door, sit in a chair, become still, and learn to stand back and observe thoughts. When you stand back, see, now mostly you're submerged in thoughts, worries, doubts, fears, anxieties. If you stand back and observe them, and you can observe them kind of neutrally, a little bit at a distance, standing back objectively and see them in the light. See, and then the light shines upon them and you see them in the light. And the light has a very beneficial effect. You see, God's light has warmth in it. It has truth in it. See, it has light, and it also has warmth. It has warmth in it. And it can do a very remarkable thing. If you look at light, for example, I'm using analogy again, earthly light. If you hang a dirty towel outside in the bright sunshine, the beautiful bright sunshine makes the towel fresh. I don't know how it does it, but it does it. It's amazing. But what else does sunlight do? It makes the flowers to grow, plants, crops, food, trees, roses. It's good for them. It shines upon our skin and we get vitamin D, which is good for us. See? So light does some very wonderful things. And light also, have you noticed that the little creepy crawly bugs, the ugly squiggly little things, you know, black widow spiders and cockroaches and worms and all kinds of creepy crawly things. You notice how they avoid the light and hide under rocks. See? All right. So now, this light of which I speak, we all have access to it, and it is within. And it has love in it. Let me give you an example. See, Christ, he told of the prodigal son that went off and did a whole bunch of bad things and wasted all the money and everything, and he came back to his father. Remember that story? Well, and then he told his father what he had done, and his father says, "Yes, I've always known what you had done, but I was just waiting for you to be sorry and to come back and say you're sorry." And the son said, "I'm sorry, Father." And he said, "It's all right. I'm glad you see that what you did was wrong, and I'm glad you're back. Come, let us get the fatted calf, and let's have a feast. Let's have a celebration, for now my son has returned. I lost a son, and now I regained my son." You see how beautiful that is? Well, let me give you another example. Maybe you can remember when you were little. I hope your parents were halfway decent, and they weren't always mean and nervous and anxious and worried and too busy and bossy and that sort of thing, or gone or not there. I hope when you were a little child, there was a time when they were younger, they still had some sweetness, some understanding before they, you know, became hardened and embittered and defeated by the world. Maybe you can remember when you were a little tiny child and you did something that was wrong and you knew in your heart you did something wrong. Then your daddy came and he said, "Son, did you, you know, do that thing?" And then you said, I did, Daddy, I'm sorry." And the dad said, "Well, it's all right, son. I'm glad you see that it was wrong. Well, next time, just be a bit more careful, would you please?" "Okay, Daddy, I'm sorry." That's all right. See? And then you wipe the tears away and you're happy again because what you did got exposed to the light of your father's love. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo,
director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Roland Trujillo Show. Visit our website, coachroland.com, CoachRoland.com, coachroland.com. Now, did you hear how I said what I said? Oh, incidentally, don't forget about our special offer. Special offer for a donation of any amount using your credit card and PayPal. Any amount. Even a small amount, whatever you can afford. You can get one of my books in ebook format. In other words, I'll send it to you as an attachment to an email, and then you can look at it on your computer. The whole book in ebook. All you have to do is go to coachroland.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little link. You can click on it to tell you all about it, okay? And that helps keep the program on the air. And you'll get a nice book also. But let's get back to the little story that I told you. It's so important. Maybe if I repeat it again, maybe it will help you to understand because of this story. A little child does something wrong, and he's very close to his conscience. See, children are, don't they say that children are very close to God? Well, they are, and they're very close to conscience, which is from God, which is the inner light. See, the inner light that we have, it's like sense. We just sense. Sometimes we sense things, we know things. But when we err, see, when we err, then what happens? When we make a mistake, when we err, then our conscience bothers us. Well, that's the light, God's light. See, it's the most beautiful thing. This is so simple. If you could just get it, if you could just say, aha, I get it. See? That's the other thing about when things come to the light, and all of a sudden you get it. See, God wants you to realize things for yourself. He doesn't want you to accept things just because people say so. He wants you to see for yourself. He wants you to be able to see for yourself. And some of us, see, we don't like to do things mindlessly without understanding. We get it. We say, oh, I see. I understand the reason why. Well, then it's easier for us to do it. Now, it may take us a little longer to learn because we're the types we like to know what we're doing. We want to put one toe in the water. We don't want to do things without understanding. That makes us appear slower, but actually it's because we're blessed with the fact that we want to understand. Okay, so the little child does something wrong, then his conscience bothers him or her conscience bothers her. Then here comes daddy, and daddy, hope you know, in this case it's a good daddy, a patient daddy, and daddy says, did you do that thing, and did you break that, you know, vase over there? Yes, Daddy. Well, what happened? Oh, I didn't listen to you, Daddy. You told me not to run around the room, but I did, and it broke. I'm sorry, Daddy. Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Next time you won't run around the room like your daddy asked you not to. I won't, Daddy. Then what happens? What happens then? You wipe the tears from your eyes and joy returns and you're happy and you feel better. So that's what conscience is. That's God's inner light. First, it makes you, if you err, it first makes you feel bad. See? and then you feel glad. First bad, and then glad. But you see, we're afraid. We don't want to expose things to our conscience, but it's very important. That's why you should get my meditation. You can find out about it at my website. So you can expose things to conscience and feel bad and then glad. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, at least I got the message, didn't I? The child exposed what had happened. It was exposed to the light of her father's love. See, now some people don't have love, but they don't have any light in them. So you can't expose. See, that's why people were healed when Christ was there, because he was full of light. And when they saw him, when they were near him, when they touched him, when they told him, it all came to light and they were healed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll try to get back closer to your conscience again. Go to my website, coachroland.com, read about our meditation. Get one of my books and listen in again to this program. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.